You're on 981 2NM, the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Now, someone who's very pleased on so many levels that they made the move from Sydney to the Upper Hunter would be Nikki Drummond from the Magpie Distillery. Nikki, how are we doing this morning?
Great, great. How are you?
Very well, thank you. First of all, why did you choose the Upper Hunter?
I think it chose us more than anything. We'd been looking around for somewhere to launch our tree change, and we looked all over New South Wales and then finally stumbled upon Murarundi and fell instantly in love.
It's not hard to do, and many people have done it before you, and many will do it after, I'm sure. What about distilling your own gin? Is this something that you used to do back in the garage or in the bathroom sort of thing in Sydney?
We spent many years perfecting our craft, and I guess it did start off as a bit of a hobby still. But over the years, we've, I guess, refined our processes and really have developed a fantastic product that we wanted to bring to the world. So here we are.
Is the distilling a passion for you, like the science of it?
Oh, absolutely. And for my partner, Jeff, as well. He's the true alchemist. He makes most of the magic happen, but he would happily agree that I have the palate. And so together, we are having a lot of fun creating lots of interesting products.
You're your own R&D. One's research, the other one's development and tasting.
Exactly.
What did you think the very first time you managed to have that very first bottle that you created? That must have been, if I could say, like giving birth in a way.
Yeah, I guess so. Our baby was born indeed. I guess the process has taken many years. So the first bottle was probably drain cleaner. But over the years, we've really honed our craft, and we're so happy with our product. And it's become a bit of an award winner. So we really couldn't be happier.
And you've recently received some support from the New South Wales government as well. So not just your customers, but also the wider communities recognising the great work that you do. How do you feel about that?
Look, it's really been incredible. The job grant that we received was to create more jobs for the Upper Hunter, and we're looking forward to employing more staff in the coming years. The support that we've received from the community has just been unbelievable. And the broader community across Australia has embraced our product, and we're really very happy.
Nikki, a lot of people talk about the fact that we have our hobbies, that these can be our passions. And when you turn it into a job, that's kind of what it becomes. It becomes a day-to-day job sort of thing. Do you still find the passion in distilling the gin?
Yeah, look, absolutely. And more than that, it's meeting the people that are enjoying our product, talking to them on the phone every day when they place their orders. And we're about to open our cellar door in the coming months, and I really look forward to meeting newcomers and bringing newcomers to the area. I think that's been the most exciting part of the journey so far.
Is there more to the journey as far as you're concerned? What's your expectations for the next 5 to 10 years? Where would you like to take Magpie Distillery?
Oh, to the moon. At the moment, it's baby steps, step by step. Our next big exciting thing will be launching the cellar door. That's a huge step for us. We've been an online store up until now, so we're looking forward to having more community involvement. After that, look, the sky's the limit, really, so we'll see where it goes.
Fantastic stuff. Well, first of all, thank you very much for choosing the Upper Hunter to create your wonderful product, because I think it's going to be something that we're associated with. The Magpie Distillery and the Upper Hunter are two things that will be intertwined as the years move forward. Nikki, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat on 2NM today.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a great day.